go. All right. You're up, kid. Go for it.
Two sweet boys are ready to record. Mommy is getting out there. Finn's going to hang out with her. It's the recording show! This episode is called Ghost Basket!
Okay. Wrong show.
This episode is called The Sign.
Nope. Close enough, though.
What is it?
This one's called The Spice Level.
Two.
One.
What is it? What level is it?
It's the spice level.
This episode is called Spice Level.
Baby, please don't stop.
With your host, Mike and Brett.
Whoa! Mike!
Thanks, Finn.
Take it away, my boys.
That's my favorite part.
That's one, I will say, that's the one that you can't take away from it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I love to take away my boys.
Of the world, every boy and every girl, people of the world, allow me to welcome you to, yep, it's the Spice Level, the one, it's the only place that you're gonna find two blokes upstate New York. That's where you're gonna find them, talking all things everything Spice Girls from A to Zigazaga. I go by the name of Mike Martin, and he's just like coming up with cool, like different ways to do it, and I think I did it that time a little bit, and I can't do this alone, otherwise I'm just gonna talk to myself just to no end about Emma Bunton and Jerry Halliwell, because we're getting close to, well, MLC, because she's the one that's still running.
Yep.
I can't do that alone, because otherwise I wouldn't have a voice. So I need to do it with my good friend, the only person I can do it with. His name is...
I'm Brent Kelly.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Almost out of breath again, mm-hmm. in my typical fashion, but you know what?
It's a big intro.
Big intro for a big time gap. It took a lot of time for me to do that intro.
Hey.
Do you know why?
Hey.
Because it took a lot of time to come out and figure out that there's a new song that we can listen to from Emma.
That's true.
In 2019.
I know. I was genuinely surprised when I saw that. I was like, holy crap.
Because what we do is we pull it up by, like, at least I do. I pull up by, like, Emma Bunton singles.
Yep. Exactly.
And I go to the next single
exactly
and I'm like,
yep.
Oh, okay. And it went from 2007
uh-huh.
to 2019.
Yep.
12 years.
12 years.
To talk about Baby Please Don't Stop. Imagine if we had the podcast going as they were releasing singles and how long it would take for them to come out with a song.
That would be a huge gap, man.
Just be like, we'll be back in 13, man, 12
7
years.
7 years later.
Thank you so much, Mel C.
12 years
for maintaining.
Later. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, can you imagine? Hey, we haven't talked about Emma in 12 years. Here we go.
But she's back.
She is back. Absolutely.
Great.
And there are a little bit of numbers. Like I said, it's her first solo single in 12 years. This came out on February 27, 2019. New album alert.
Yep.
This is her fourth album, My Happy Place. Exactly. But
she's so freaking wholesome, man.
I know. But I will say that's where the numbers end. There's no chart numbers.
At all?
Nope. Nowhere.
No!
And I will give you a spoiler. The rest of Emma's singles, there's no chart anywhere.
But there's Spotify numbers?
No, you're right. You know, I didn't even look that up. You're right.
Because that's the one thing I did. Like, when
we're going to get some live numbers. Perfect.
Boom. When I looked up Emma, Baby Please Don't Stop on my Spotify look has 1,900,000 listens.
That's good.
To that song.
Yeah.
That song, when you're looking at popular when it comes to Emma, you know, What Took You So Long is their number one.
Yep.
But this... would be number four in Emma Bunton songs.
That's great.
So
I totally forgot about Spotify. It's been so long since we've had Spotify numbers.
That's the thing. When I pulled it up to listen to the song, yeah. I was like, wow, this one's got almost 2 million listens.
That's great. You're right. I'm going to remember that going forward. Because it's probably not a lot of like radio chart numbers anymore, period.
In current time frame?
Right.
Unless you're looking local radio stations, what they play consistently.
I'm going to keep that in mind as we're going forward. I got to pull more Spotify numbers, maybe even YouTube numbers
sure.
for the music videos or something.
Yeah, because I mean, what do you think? Like, if you were to say, I would like to hear, hopefully, Emma's song on the radio, 2019.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd find it here.
Not here, for sure. All. No.
Maybe UK, but I mean...
Again, it didn't chart, so I don't know.
There was no Tatapa.
Yeah, exactly. No Tatapas.
Which is a bummer, but...
Does Tatapa even exist anymore?
Oh, man, you're asking... I don't know, does it?
I don't know.
There's live betting everywhere today, folks.
Yeah, I do not know. Yeah, we're...
Out of the way, YouTube video.
A lot of live research here today.
Does Top of the Pops still... Is it still running? Nope.
Oh, really?
And made by the BBC between January 1st, 1964 to July 30th, 2006.
No kid. You know, some of our more recent...
That kind of makes sense! Yeah!
Like, we saw Emma's last song was in 2007, and there was no Tatapapas.
Uh-huh! This tracks with a lot of the Mel C stuff. Okay. Maybe Mel C doesn't hate England in the UK.
All right. We're literally learning stuff here. Top of the Pops ended in July 06, so now that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
That's why we haven't had
why
one
did they
minute.
Get canceled? What do you think?
Probably.
Racism?
Low rate. Hopefully not. Probably
a low shifting ratings. Music industry and flawed attempts to revitalize the show, changing the airing date to Friday, resulted in such a decline. However, this left a whole... The hole this left in the world of the chart music has never been repaired. Yeah. Oh, that person misses
Top. They sure do. Whoever wrote that, my God.
Well, that's not what we're here for.
No, it's not at all. No. Yeah, let's get into the song.
So Baby Please Don't Stop.
Baby Please Don't Stop. I dig it. I enjoyed this song.
It's got like a polished...
Yep.
1960s-ish
exactly.
vibe. Yep. The guitar kicks in, almost like Western Tarantino-esque. Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought, like a Western. Yep, I wrote cool guitar, but it's exactly what I thought, like a Western.
And it's a very well-polished song. It's very well done. It's catchy.
I'm going to say this, and I mean this as a compliment. It feels like, if I didn't read the Wikipedia getting ready for this, I would have thought this was still on Life in Mono.
Yeah,
like this.
I can see that
this song goes so well with like Maybe or a couple of the other ones. You know, that same '60s retro,
very much so
vibe.
And that's so cool that she had the vibe and then still came back to it and did it well.
Exactly,
it's exactly what happens. You are completely correct about it sounding just like that.
Yeah, I would have thought it was still on the same album.
Could have been thrown in the same album, and you'd be like, oh. That one's a different kind of banger.
That one tracks, yeah.
Welcome.
Yep.
It feels, I think, having that be so far apart, and then all the stuff that she does with the Christmas stuff, I feel like this truly does cement Emma as the most wholesome human being alive.
Yeah, right. Because
the song is just so Emma, and when you listen to lyrics, it sounds wholesome of just a person knowing what they like, what they love.
Yes.
And then you watch the music video and it's not even just that. It's like, let's throw the kids. We can go to the video if you want to.
Sure.
But like my first note was like, cheesy Emma kids video. Like, because it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's got, I'm pretty sure her mom was in it. Her husband's in it. The kids are in it.
Dog
was in it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So many questions about Dog, but that's okay because it was to have a 12-year gap and then show, you know, just this is what's going on with me now.
Yeah.
And I'm
back.
That's
true. That's true.
Don't rank me on charts. Whatever.
Right.
Screw you. I'm a button.
Yep.
Bonton.
Yep.
Watch me do this and do the video. I think, like, she says, I'm going to be wholesome and show my family and do that. And then she's like, I'm going to do a color run thing with the just colors everywhere and throwing powder at me.
Yep.
Literally making it just Emma.
Yeah, like, I mean, she starts the video, she's wearing pink, then she wears blue, then she goes into white and black.
You get excited when you see the baby blue on it. I mean,
absolutely, of course. And then, like I said, you get the color powder. I don't really know what that is, but it's...
It's like what runners do when they go to like the parkway here and they do like a 5K, but it's a color rush thing. Have you ever heard about those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
they throw color
balloons at you midway through. And so you end up, you're just sweating, but you're covered in that powder. I'm doing it classier in that situation. Yeah, of course.
When they first start doing the color things, they do like a big puff of pink and a big puff of blue. It reminded me of the Taylor Swift Lover cover, the cover of the album, which also came out in 2019. So I did some quick Googling. Emma was first.
Proud of you, Emma.
Emma's came out in February of 2019.
Proud of you,
Emma. The Lover album from Taylor Swift came out in August of 19.
Miss Bonton.
Our girl, Miss Bonton.
She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing.
Exactly. But yeah, so the video is, I mean, it's very simple. It's
very much
so. It's not one of the super crazy ones, but I really liked it. I thought it matched the song. It's, you know,
it's like a behind the scenes.
Yes, it's just, I'm a sucker for behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I love when we find anything behind the scenes. Like we had a Mel C video that was very similar to this as well, whereas more like behind the scenes footage and like footage of her making the video, even though it is the video. And I could just sit there and watch Emma laughing and smiling with her family for minutes, and I did.
Joshing with them. And yeah.
Absolutely. And then the dog, and I love the color blast.
I can't read my own handwriting, but...
I've been there.
Who? Who's the other lady there?
I don't know.
There's another gal.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's an African-American girl.
Yeah, I don't know. There,
and it's like, she has so much love for this person, too.
Yeah, she even gets her own, like, shot of her dancing in front of the screen or whatever.
Like, is it somebody that had to do with, like, helping with the birth of the child? Because I was looking at the Wikipedia and...
Right. It just says her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing... So, it's an interesting little tidbit. I like that.
It's a great question. I had the same thought. I was like, I don't know who this lady is. She's being featured, though.
Yes,
like
very
much
so.
You see her and Emma, like, you know, smooch.
Part of the family.
Like, while Emma's sitting at the dressing room, but then she gets her own shot in the video of just her.
Whoever was still acting in Torchwood, the one that was Prego in Spice World. Spice World,
yeah.
She doesn't have the hubby anymore, so she's part of the family, though. Like,
right.
She's a godmother.
Yes, yes.
Maybe
yes.
It's a godmother. Maybe
could
it's,
be. Absolutely could be.
I mean, these aren't really like music video theories. There's no alien invasions happening in this one, unfortunately. But so while you're Googling something, because we're just full of checking facts on this episode.
I know this is the most Googled episode.
The song itself, one of the writers, his name is Paul Berry.
Okay.
And I love clicking to see who else they worked with. And toop, that popped up. Boom! Right around that same time. No, not the same time at all, because this is 2019, right?
Yeah, 2019, yeah. Yes.
Jeez, right pre-pandemic, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's so interesting to think about music at that point in time.
It is.
But Paul Berry is a songwriter that co-wrote the song with Emma, and also co-wrote Cher's Believe.
Oh, really?
In life after and love, also after love. Enrique Iglesias, Bailamos.
Really? Wow, those are catchy songs.
Like, he's busting out some catchy bangers.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
I was kind of excited to click that and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's throwing out some pop vibes. And that's like why you get, it's a very big Emma song with a very, it feels like the, outside of maybe, this had, well, no, I want to take that back. This has the most polished pop vibe I've heard in an Emma song.
Sure.
I think.
Sure.
Maybe is, I think, my favorite of
Emma's. I think mine as well.
Solo products.
Mine as well.
Might be, yeah. But those are my tidbits for there. I still don't know what this one is. Stop Throwback. What does that mean?
Oh, like you're thinking like the song Stop? You think it was like a throwback to that? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She does a stop throwback where she puts the hand up for just a split second.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yep. Oh, that was going to bug me.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's exactly what that note is. What I was going to say earlier, did you notice that there's a second music video?
I heard about that.
It's just called a vertical video. Yeah. It's much more simple. It's her in a denim jacket in front of a cinder block wall that has blue paint or this chalk or whatever on it, and she's just singing the song, but she does the stop hand motion in that as well. So I put that in my notes for that one. I said, oh, she did the stop hand.
That's what the word was spelled as, throwback. Right now it looks like
I got the same vibe, totally same vibe. And then actually I forgot to mention, in the lyrics there's a point where she says, boy, too much can never be enough. What made me think of the song Too Much.
Of course.
Too much of something is bad enough.
Good job, Emma.
I know, we got some like callbacks in this one, which I like, because even some of her dance moves in the music video felt like she was almost going into like the maybe thing.
It's one of those culmination songs, I think.
Yeah.
Of just pulling. I mean, if it's your first song in 12 years for how much work you've done in the past, why not give homage to that?
If I can make a really nerdy reference, so you and I are both like playing through Final Fantasy VII Remake for the first time ever.
Very difficult to do, man.
A song that's
the best thing ever.
Or a video game that you and I played back in 97 the first time.
Sure.
Whatever. So you and I have had this conversation several times about how Remake is so good because it has all the nostalgia feels of the original, but with a really nice new twist on it.
Yes.
And that's kind of what this song is, where she's hitting some of the nostalgia beats with the stop hand, a little bit of the maybe dance, and even just the 60s retro vibe, but it's still a new song.
Right, because this is, I mean, if you're saying that this is 2019, then that's 20 years post-Spice that we're talking
about. Yeah.
I mean, that's where we are right now. I mean, where we're getting with these singles. And so that's got to have a mindset of, you know, either you say goodbye to it, like Vicky has, or you keep doing your thing, but still, like, she still plays the Spice songs at her Christmas shows. So it's...
Of course. Yeah, of course she does. Have to. But yeah, so that's
got to be it. There's got to be a holiday weekend coming up this year.
Come on, man.
I think this might be the year that we... sneak away for a weekend.
There's a
Mel C club show.
Oh, my God. If we could hit them both.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my God. Like a Christmas Emma and then a Mel C.
Like, just wherever. Oh, that's okay. It's like going to WrestleMania, but you see indie shows.
Right.
So you go see the Mel C show. That's the club show. Yep. It's like, and then you got the Ooh La La five set.
Yes.
Intermission.
Yes, absolutely.
Emma show. Okay.
That would be wonderful. Speaking of live performances, though.
Yes,
what'd what'd you find for live shows?
Not a lot.
I agree. I found two.
When I looked it up on the setlist.fm, because I was like, oh, it's her first song. It's got so many listens on Spotify.
Yeah,
she must have been. Because one of them is not the tup-tup-tup-tup, but it's a version of it, I think I would say. It's called like BBC One.
BBC One, yes. The one show, yep.
There's one live recorded, like one set list ever that she's played it live.
Really?
And that was at the Royal.
The Royal Albert Hall, yes.
Which was the other one I watched.
Yeah, there were several versions of that, like, but they're all hand cam or phone. Yeah, probably phone in 2019, of course.
So, do we start at the top of the...
Sure.
Then?
Or
the new version?
The one show, yep.
Oh, and they do a sound check on that one, too. Did you see that?
I did. Okay, yeah, I was going to say. I saw found two lives and the sound check.
The sound check was also super cool. I'll start there because I watched the sound check before I watched the live version of it. The sound check, Emma looked like a boss mom just like, I'm here for sound check.
Yep.
I've got my jacket on. I have my purse. And I've got my,
sunglasses. Yep.
I'll do sound check with y'all. Let's do this.
Yep.
She crushes it.
Oh, she did. She absolutely, it was fantastic. I loved it.
And you get the live instrument vibe where it's not coming through amps or anything.
Right.
So you hear the drums and you hear
the drum was pretty loud. Yeah. But it was cool just to see her and the backup singer dancers.
Yeah.
Just getting their reps in a little bit. And
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
Yep.
Super cool. It's Emma, man. It's Emma.
Absolutely.
Which follows it up with, when we're going, at the one show.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Homeboy rocking a Spice Boys shirt right in the beginning of it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
They're like announcing it, and there's like a special guest, like a fan to announce with them. He's wearing a shirt that says Spice Boy on it.
Okay, I did not see that version. Mine started right with the performance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was cute to see that. I'm like, man, I could use me one of them shirts.
I know, right?
But the backup singers on this help her, like not help her, but just harmonize with her well.
I mean, that's what they're there to help her. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's
absolutely
such a fun version of it.
And it's a fun song. And the set was cool. Like the lighting.
Yeah.
The lighting was really neat with the like flashing lights behind her.
I mean, we're talking about a Spice Girls solo song and video like 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
So we're getting like...
It's getting real close.
It's okay that we're getting upgraded technology here.
It's funny because we're so used to talking about like... 15, 20 plus years ago.
4K upgrade, still okay.
Oh, yeah. We got this Mel C performance from 1998 coming up today.
She crushed it. I think that was Mel C.
Yeah, the video's not great. Yeah, no, it was really cool. And she's singing live, actually which is fantastic. Because it's Emma, of course.
She, when they do the ooh, like there are moments when she sings that she does use an effect on her voice that I actually liked a lot. There was like a reverb and delay that goes into it.
Yeah.
And it was something when I was listening to even the OG song that I thought Emma hit something that she could do, but probably never will do. But it's almost like a haunting kind of noise that she does when she's doing her harmonizing.
Yeah.
And
the
oohs are just that certain level of just like, you could be really spooky if you want to, Emma. Yep. She chooses not to, of course.
She has a really good range.
Like, right.
She can do a lot more than what she usually does.
Right.
And that's you hear it once in a while. Not at all.
Because
not at all.
At this point in time, you know what she's going to do.
Yep.
She's going to be Emma.
Yep. And we even just talked last week with I Want Candy with Melanie C. Like, I preferred the live where she just kind of sang in her natural register instead of the higher one for the single. So these girls know how to sing, man. They got some range.
For sure.
So yeah, the Royal Albert Hall, there's like, I don't know, many copies on YouTube. I tried a couple of them. The audio is not great.
I found one phones. that sounded decent. It was no BBC One.
Yeah.
There it is. But, I mean, the setting is really rad because you can tell she's going for that 60s mod vibe.
Yep.
She's got the shimmery dress that's
super sparkly.
Like, full, which has more of like a 1920s almost.
You know what? You're right. It's almost flapper.
At least, and this is something I think I've asked in the past, but 1920s fashion in the U.S. is flapper.
Is that true.
The 1920s fashion?
You know what?
Fair question. Is the 1920s in the U.S. flapper version the same as what you're going to get in the U.K. in the 1920s?
I don't know.
Because I don't think that's going to be the case because it was like Prohibition Rebellion.
And you're right. Yeah, totally different. So, totally different like setting.
Was it just kind of boring in the U.K.? Yeah. Or is that like what was happening in the 40s in the U.K.? Like,
right. Dan, were you around in the 1920s to let us know how the girls were dressed back then? Do a little
backstory hunting for us, please. Because that's been one of those like Easter eggs in Mike's mind when he thinks too
Great much. Question.
Yeah.
Great question. Because you're right. Obviously, when I think of 1920s, I think of flappers. But you're right. That's of all course. Prohibition stuff.
And then you got the 40s and 50s mid-century modern
correct
America vibe. Or 50s to 60s.
Yep.
Did that exist elsewhere? I have no idea.
Great question.
I really don't.
No, that's actually a great question. Because I would feel like...
Like, what's it like in the 50s?
The more recent you get, the more similar we're going to be, right?
Of course.
You're going to have more crossover 70s to now, I'd say. You know, whereas further back you go, maybe not so much fashion crossover.
What's it like in the 20s in the UK? Are there flappers? Is there a flapper era at all?
I don't know.
See? Oh!
Great question. Great question.
For the research, baby.
Yeah, her dress is great.
Yes. Sparkly,
like, and the sparkles even like came down another 6 inches beyond the hem of the dress.
It's spunky. She's being cheeky, Emma, there. Yep. And you can't not love.
And you have the backup dancer singers. She looks like she's having a blast.
Of course.
And it's part of one of her concerts.
Yes.
So this is not an isolated performance where the one. Well, it is, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I meant this isn't the only song she's performing.
No.
Like on the one show. It is the only time she performs it. Yes.
The one I found is an addition to Too Many Teardrops, in the same clip.
Same.
This is the only time ever, Emma.
Oh man, yeah. So we've talked about this a lot. These like time capsule songs, because she's had the last couple of years, she's had a lot more Christmas concerts, and this did not make the set list. Apparently,
did in 2019.
No, exactly. Only in 2019.
Maybe she was motivated by a world that was just not going to be locked down for a year, and just
premonition.
And then,
yep. You're right, though. It is weird to think back of just anything 2019, you're like, that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
What a different world.
Yeah.
It was for everything.
Doesn't it feel weird?
Sports, like, music, everything.
Like, that's an epoch of time that, like, you can say this was pre this.
Yep.
Like, that, Emma, that 2019, that's when times were great.
Yep.
We went
to
WrestleMania that
year. That's right. That's right. You're right.
Was it, because it was 2019 we went,
We went to the last one night WrestleMania. Ugh. I've all been two nights. Hey, it was way too long. Two nights is a much better idea.
This is not a WrestleMania podcast.
No, it's not.
If it was, it'd be way too long.
Yeah, it sure would. Oh, just one last note of that. I find it a little ironic that New Japan went to two nights first, and now they're back to one night.
Yeah.
And WWE has switched to completely just two nights.
Because you can wake up at 3 a.m. and watch it on the East Coast, and it's no problem for us because it's 3 a.m., so you can fall asleep for, like, take a quick little...
Yeah, exactly. I've done that.
A little nap
before. We have gotten together to watch Wrestle Kingdom, and I've gone home and taken a nap, and then gone to work.
All right.
Anyway.
Those are all the live performances I saw.
Yeah, me too. I tried. I really tried. I found one that I thought was going to be an interview, but it was just somebody else talking about it. It was like, you know, a clip from like an E! Show or whatever.
Sure.
I was like, oh, here we go. Emma's going to be talking about a new album. Nope, it's just somebody saying, hey, this new album from Emma's coming out soon.
Man, does she not promote this one heavily then? Is this like
maybe
a...
not. I don't know. There's a...
Is it a passion project that she just...
I know she has at least...
There's a handful of singles.
Exactly. She has at least one more. I think two more from this album. I think
it's two singles that came out for this one. Yeah. So it's...
It is interesting. I don't know.
But that's cool. Like, if it's... If she's doing her...
Yep.
Do it.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Yep. We're at that point, man.
Yeah. So what would your favorite part be for Baby Please Don't
My Go? Favorite part was, out of all the live performances... Of course. Hang on.
Baby, please don't stop. I said, baby, please don't go.
Which one? Which live performance did I? Oh, it's the one at the BBC, the one show. That's what it was. Sorry, it took me.
Sure.
It was the reverb that they put on her voice.
Love that.
It was fun having an effect on it. And
love
like,
that.
Could add some fun spunk to it and all that kind of stuff. And the moment she's doing it, it's at the could be spooky kind of vocal that she does in there. So that it was just, you tickled my music fingers or ears or whatever you want to do there, Emma. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part is the continuation of Emma's 60s vibe.
Sure.
It suits her so well. So well.
She does it, man.
Yeah, she does. She makes it modern, but it's still, you could throw this song into the 60s and it would fit in.
And
I love that.
It's fun because she feels like she just kind of honed in on it. Like, that's my vibe post Spice Girls.
Yeah, to where exactly. Yes.
You see a lot of the other girls trying to redefine the mindset of,
yep,
this is my song, this is my vibe this week. This, like, Jerry, not calling her out, but Jerry does that kind of just.
Absolutely.
She's bouncing. And Emma's like, I'm wholesome AF, and I want to have that Mod Squad vibe.
I think we've seen that more from every girl but Emma.
Yeah.
Melanie C, from week to week, sometimes it's totally different.
Melanie
Blue
B. Walking on a beach with a horse.
Exactly.
Like, that's all she did.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got wholesome.
Yep.
Mel B did the word up.
Her more recent ones have been more sentimental family in the music video, same kind of thing. But yeah, Emma's really, really latched onto this like retro vibe, obviously I love a lot.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a level of spice that you need to give this beautiful song?
I do. I give this week, I give one behind the scenes puppy dog.
No,
got a lot of airtime in that music video.
Is that a first pooch in all the Spice Girls?
It
stuff?
Might be. I don't remember one, but yeah.
I was about to say, we're almost a hundo deep.
That's, episode 93. What would you give a spice level for this song this week?
I'm going to give it so many throwbacks that I didn't realize were in the song until we talked about it.
Like that. Like that a lot.
My scribble of stop throwback. When you see her do it, you're like, are you? And of course she's doing it. Of course she is.
Yep.
So there's no defined number.
Absolutely.
However many throwbacks you did.
Who knows which ones we missed.
Is what my level of spice is.
Love that.
Undefined.
Love that.
There it is.
All right. We're going
to
walk.
Yes. We need to stroll, don't we?
Walking over to the spice rack. We're opening up the spice.
Walk.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Needs to be greased.
Well, it's okay.
All right. So you're reaching in.
I am.
Who or what or why or how are you pulling out as your spice of the week?
Again, there's so many choices of all the Emmas that you get today, but it was... Every multicam Emma from the Royal Albert.
Okay.
I liked the spunky fun 60s.
I like that.
But not full 60s.
Yeah.
Emma there. That's my girl. Like,
I like it.
It's part of her show. Like there was an outfit change that happened so she can get into.
You're right. Absolutely right.
This
vibe. 100%. 100%.
So that's my spice of the week there. Good job, Emma. What about you? What's your spice of the week, man?
My spice week, I'm going to reach in. I'm pulling out sunglass wear and sound check spice.
Hey, I love that.
Because everything you said, I completely agree. I love that vibe. She's in her coat. She's in her shades. doing her sound check.
She's not disrespectful.
No, not
she's
at
just
all.
Like, let's rock.
Not at all. She's putting in the work.
Yes.
It's just, she looks like she walked right out off the street and let's get totally. To work, which I love. I love that. All right, Merchant Spice.
Oh, my.
Of
oh,
the week.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, seeing she didn't promote this album at all.
Yeah, so again, it's sometimes it's tough to find stuff. But I did find, because we're on the new album,
uh-huh.
I found Emma Bunton, My Happy Place, CD, signed edition.
Okay.
Brand new and sealed, but signed. And it is that's coming from cheeky. It's coming in from the UK, but I do
that's
have...
That's a bit cheeky.
It's coming from the UK. I do have US dollars on here.
So though. That means you have a signed plastic wrap.
Oh, yeah.
For a CD.
Well, maybe not, because you remember sometimes CDs have those little like strips on the side.
Uh-huh.
So you could have the plastic wrap off if she signed the actual jewel case and it's still like sealed on the side.
Okay.
You could have that sticker on the side.
Oh.
I will tell you, though, there's only that one picture, though. There's no like flipping through to see exactly
what's going on. I would say this person is going to be highballing it. This one's going to be $89. I think this person's going to try to sell it for more than... they're trying to sneak away with something.
So I will say I can tell from the picture, actually, you are right. This CD is still in its like cellophane.
So she signed
the plastic bag on the outside.
That feels,
the CD.
I don't like buying that.
I don't like that either. I don't like that either now that you mentioned that. I hadn't even thought about that.
Whoa.
But you're right. So you can never open this because that's the only thing signed that's signed. Exactly.
It's not a signed CD or it's not a signed vinyl or it's not a signed CD booklet.
It's the plastic bag. I don't like that either. It's $60.
Yeah. You're getting away with.
Yep. I bet you saying that just completely changed me on this thing. I wasn't going to buy it anyway.
That's like a fade out and a half. Yeah. Man. That's a no for me, dog.
I had never thought about that. That is something.
Because it's not. Yeah. It's right
tough
because
like you want to be able to say it's new, it's signed, it's sealed. But you're right. Plus, you just signed the plastic bag.
Yeah. It's way better to have a signed booklet
absolutely.
Or a signed CD.
I've
got so many signed CDs in my life.
Don't even sign the jewel case. Mm-hmm. Take the booklet out of the jewel case. Sign that.
Always do that.
And then put it back in. That. You're absolutely right.
That's how
that is 100% the way to go.
As a world-traveled CD signing hunter, right? Not in like a selling on eBay, but just like for my own personal collection.
Yeah.
I would always make sure, have a Sharpie on you.
Yep.
Have a booklet you want them to sign that goes into the CD. And that way, if you bring the CD in there, it might break when you're at the show or something. Don't do that.
Yep, sign the CD. Yep, you're absolutely right. That is 100% the way to go. Don't sign the plastic bag on the outside.
Don't sign the plastic bag, man.
This might be one of the only times we're ever like, don't buy the Merchant Spice of the Week.
Don't!
We're not recommending it this week. This one's a cautionary tale.
Who's eBay or boo them?
Well, it'll be on the picture on Twitter. speaking of which, I have forgotten to put the last couple weeks the Twitter post up. Sorry, I'll try and do that.
No,
anyway,
sorry.
What book you want to quote from?
It's new, man.
So you want the most recent?
That's the only way to do it.
Forever Spice?
It's 2019 right now. I mean, has Emma written her book at this point in time?
Good question.
Start pulling quotes from Emma.
Oh, all right. I just opened right up. I got an Emma quote here.
That's what we do. Let's go.
I really want to do a solo album, but I want to take my time with it. I'm the kind of person who, if I'm ready to do something, then I just do it. So obviously I'm not quite ready or I'd already be doing it.
Good job, Emma!
Yeah.
See?
That's a good quote for this week. That's a good quote for this week, too. All right, folks, you know what to do. Check out Nikolai Gunell's books.
There's
9 of them on Amazon. I double-checked that the other day.
His keyboard must be so tired.
Yeah, well, remember, that's a great point. That's a great point. You should ask him if he's worn out a keyboard yet.
Right.
He writes a lot of words for those books. Each of those books are thick.
They're thick boys.
You can listen to Mike and Greg on Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
Yeah, we still talk about that. They just came out with the sign episode.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Just talked about the first Bluey episode that's more than 6 or 7 minutes long.
Oof.
That was a long one.
It was a sandwich to eat, that's for sure.
You can listen to Mike's solo album, Progress, Only Progress from DocuMat on SoundCloud.
You can if you want. It's spelled M-I-E-K.
I'm going to ask you this live on the air.
Sure.
You're going to be on vacation next week.
I will not be around next week.
Just going to build in an off week.
Yes.
So we'll be back the week after next with Melanie C.
That's a true statement.
Right?
Uh-oh.
So until then.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to throw something else out there.
No, that's I was thinking live because I thought of that because you're going on vacation in a couple days.
Yes. Well,
I apologize. That's fine. We'll build in a week off. We'll be back with Melanie C.
That's right.
But until then, I am Brent Kelly.
That's why he goes by Brent Kelly. Because, I didn't plug him. Best co-host that you can ever have on a Spice Girls podcast. Come on, folks.
I almost got away with this week. I almost got away with it.
That was a fast one.
Anyway, we love and appreciate you all and thank you very much.
And I'm Mike Martin. Spice up your life.
That's right. Yeah.